Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Great to have you with us live and local now on a Friday. And, of course, that means Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Carson City. Always good to visit with him. Good morning, sir. Good morning, Rico. What's going on?
Good morning, you, Kevin. I'm up here in smoky South Lake Tahoe at the moment. And, boy, I tell you what a mess this these fires have been.
And let me just ask you, in Carson City, Tahoe, is it tough? I mean, breathing. I mean, can you give us a condition report?
It's not too bad today. Yesterday was really, really rough. It was a bad day. I had to lay off getting outside for a few hours in the morning just to let it get better, so I wouldn't have to make myself sick. It was pretty bad. You know, we're all constantly hearing this news about climate change and global warming and all that stuff. Now, the cause of fires in California has nothing to do with global warming. It has to do with statewide stupidity in the state of California and the way they handle their forests. We're not clearing where we should. We disallow firewood burning at a time of year when the air quality is good, and we end up consequentially with these terrible forest fires in the worst possible time of year for air quality.
What about the public or the government response? I heard John Garamendi saying, "Well, we don't have enough firefighters up here to fight these fires, and that somehow the government's not doing something they should." What's the federal government response been like?
Well, I think they do a great job. I mean, I'm not going to fault them one bit. I know they make a lot of bureaucratic mistakes at different times. I've been personally knowledgeable about that in some past fires, but lately, I think they're doing a good job. I just think their strategy of always trying to suppress every fire and preventing people from clearing forests, the enviros have just created a huge environmental problem because of their idiocy. And I don't fault firefighters at all for this. I think they're doing the best job they can possibly do under the circumstances.
By the way, coming up 11:30 on Monday, we are going to be joined by no less than Eric Trump, son of the president. Yeah, he's been with us in studio before, him and his wife Lara, and really, really nice people. But we'll get a chance to visit with Eric, and we'll find out what it's like in the Trump White House with all of this other extraneous stuff swirling around. Let me ask you, we keep getting good job reports, unemployment rate keeps coming down, and yet we still have this stuff swirling around, the Robert Mueller investigation. How do you think the president will end up coming down? Do you think he will testify at all? Will he just do it in writing, or will he avoid the perjury trap altogether?
Well, I certainly hope that he avoids the perjury trap altogether. I'm no lawyer, but I would certainly suggest he not testify. I would strongly encourage him not to testify. But I think the president's strategy is to let this thing implode of its own weight, and in the end, we keep gaining information that's harmful to the Democrats, not harmful to Trump. And I think that he wants to be able to say, I cooperated, you know, without any testimony. And I don't know. I'm frustrated by this. I wish he would require the DOJ to release the documents that have been requested by Congress, unredacted, and let Congress decide what to redact themselves before release to the public. And it's just a mess, and I don't think there's any legitimacy to it whatsoever.
Does anybody outside of maybe Paul Manafort and Rick Gates go to jail, go to prison?
I don't know. There may be some, but you know, all of these are either unrelated or process crimes that were dug up based upon an attempt to try to find something, anything to pin on Trump. As a consequence of that, I really believe that Trump should pardon some people. Now, Manafort may be so patently guilty of fraud with respect to the IRS that any reasonable person would see it. But if it isn't the case where it's clearly a case of fraud, I think he should pardon him too. I think he should pardon a whole bunch of people and be done with this.
And by the way, am I right on this, that if not for the fact that he worked for Trump, Manafort would have never been found out?
Hell no. There's no possible way they would have ever. You know, this is so low. I think it was 2005. 13 years ago.
Yeah.
If you do something wrong a long time ago. Let me just say for your audience to understand, if they're not involved in business, the tax code is so unbelievably complex that you can hire 10 different attorneys and 10 different CPAs and get 10 different answers. And by the way, go to the IRS and get 10 different answers also as to what the proper amount is owed and how things should be done. So they can nail just about anybody who's been in business if they want to. And that's a terrible thing in law when an agency has that kind of power. So, you know, it's like my story about the FBI, you know, the FBI agent that told me we can make a sling to fit anybody's ass. That's how it's done. They're using Manafort, they're using Gates, using other people to try to get them to turn on Trump and to say something that to get themselves off the hook and find a way to go after him.
I know a lot of people have been asking the question, and a lot of people on the left, after those rallies last week in Tampa and in Wilkes-Barre, PA, and in Ohio, where they chanted, the crowd chanted, CNN sucks, right in front of Jim Acosta. And now the question is, are these reporters at physical risk?
No, I don't think so, and I think Mr. Acosta ought to quit whining like a little girl and grow up. You know, he can dish it out, but he can't take it. He treats the Trump administration and all of us, everyone like you and me, who doesn't see the world through the socialist prism that he sees it, he calls us all idiots and we're filth. We're stupid people who don't have a right to have an opinion. And he needs to just grow up. Are they in danger? I really, really doubt it. I think they create more danger for us and others like us by the things that they say than are created for themselves.
Did you hear the latest? The latest is that we are under some sort of mind control, that we have been, I think last week the word was brainwashed. You buy that?
Well, if I'm brainwashed, Donald Trump did it at a great distance and over a very long period of time, because I'm thinking the same way today that I thought when I was 20 years old, because I've always been a lover of freedom and a lover of the Constitution. So if that is something that he's brainwashed me with, he's melded into an existing mind meld channel, was already there, because I've always thought this way.
Well, no, but the idea that we are just mindless dolts, incapable of critical thinking, the president comes out and says something, we of course believe it.
Well, you know, I'm highly critical, and there's things the president says and does that I don't agree with. I'm a team player, so I'm not gonna go on the air and whine about everything I don't agree with about the president, because I want him to succeed. But To say that we're mind-numb robots or something of that nature is, you know, it's an ad hominem attack of a fool. And it's always been thus. It will never be different. There have always been people who, rather than have a legitimate argument, simply call names. And that's what they're doing because they can't win the legitimate argument.
Well, it's like if you remember back 5-10 years, the idea of a flyover country, that somehow we will, you know, we cling to our guns and our Bibles. And it's always that way, though. I mean, it's always that way. It's some pejorative, and it oftentimes has to do with religion and guns.
Yeah. Religion, guns. You know, if you could ask a liberal, and if they would be honest with you, and you ask them, would you rather be dropped not knowing where you were in the middle of a major American city or in a small American farm town? Ask them where they'd rather be dropped.
Let me just ask you, because a lot of people have asked me from northern Nevada, that you were saying there's going to be some sort of a Jim Marchant fundraiser?
There is. It's coming up. I don't know. I don't believe it's going to be on the 23rd, as we had previously discussed. I think it's going to be probably mid-September, and it may be at Maccabee Arms. That's the latest discussion. But whatever Jim decides to do, I'm going to participate and help him do it. And, you know, what a great candidate. What a great mind. I'm not impressed by people that I meet. Sometimes I'm very impressed by their ideology, their strength, their character, but not often by their pure intellect. And I was very impressed by Jim Marchant, all those other things, plus the quality and depth of his intellect. He's a brilliant man, and if he's listening right now, I'm not kissing up, Jim, but he really is a bright guy, and I'm sure supportive of him.
There you have it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, joining us. And by the way, in the coming weeks, we're going to have big news. About Rico and about his amazing business. We'll do that coming up in a couple of weeks. But there's going to be big news. Am I right? Big news is on the way?
Indeed there is.
Oh, I just love it. I just love it. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special, 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, it's live and local now. Rico Aller comes down on the side of not getting within a country mile of testifying before Robert Mueller. Is that about the way you see it?
1 mile, 2 miles, a million miles.
Not even in the same area code.
Not even close. I really don't think he should do it. I think, you know, he's not guilty of a crime. He's not knowledgeable of a crime. Now, you know, they not only have to be able to prove one of those two things, but or be seeking one of those two things, they have to prove that he's the only way to obtain the information regarding the commission of a crime. And, you know, the whole thing is just absurd. And he could have, and I'm sure he's being advised probably very well by very good attorneys as to how he should conduct himself from a legal standpoint, but then there's also the political side of it that he's viewing. And I think from a legal standpoint, if there were no political consequence to it, I think what he would do is simply release all the information, fire Mueller, fire everybody that's involved, pardon everybody that has been falsely accused, and move along. But there's a political side to this, too, and I think he's, I'm sure that's what he's weighing. I don't know if the calculus is good. I just don't know. I don't have enough information.
Let me just ask you, the president tweeted out a day or so ago that he had gone 5 for 5. It looks like he will probably go 5 for 5, although a couple of those races from Tuesday are still hanging fire. What do you make of these elections on Tuesday? And is there reason for optimism on the Republican side?
Well, there's always reason for optimism. I mean, the fundamental numbers that that dictate the national trends in elections are extremely good. Never been better. As far, you know, we're at peace. And we are prospering as an economy. Both of those elements are very positive for the president, positive for Congress. However, off-term elections traditionally favor the out-of-power party, you know, the party of the opposition to the president. And so that would support the Democrats. The Ohio election, I'm glad we won. It looks like we're going to win that election. I'm not particularly pleased with how it happened. Now, our candidate there, Balderson, made some pretty grave mistakes, said some stupid things late in the campaign that hurt him, that the Democrats used against him. But it's clear to me that the Democrats, at least in that district, were highly fired up. And that concerns me. Our people need to get fired up for the November elections and turn out in big numbers to retain our control of Congress. And it's likely, you know, I don't want to be a bummer, but it's likely we lose a few seats, but I don't think we're going to lose enough to lose control of the House.
I want to ask you your sense of what's going on, Washoe County, other counties up north. Do you get a sense of what's going on the ground, races that might be winnable, candidates that might be worth supporting?
You know, I talk to folks now and then, but most of my information is so anecdotal that I wouldn't repeat it. I feel pretty good about our prospects. I think, you know, in the south of the state with Tarkanian running that congressional seat, that's a marginally Democrat seat, but I think he's got a real good shot there. And I think we've got some good opportunities in other parts of the state. I apologize. Someone's trying to call me on my phone because this is also my business number.
Oh my God! We certainly do. We don't want to keep businesses from finding out more about you. Let me just ask you though that the atmosphere up north, you know, Washoe County, for instance, have been a traditional stronghold for Republicans. Are the demos changing up north?
Well, I think they changed their tactics, but they're doing that nationwide. You know, they're being more vitriolic and aggressive in that way, but I don't think that plays well. You know, a lot of the tactics that are employed in campaigns play well in a very marginal district where they've got a lot of people that really haven't made their minds up, and they make these attacks, and it pushes people in one direction or the other. But a district that's more clearly defined, where there's a clearly defined Republican majority, or not just majority, but the force of the Republican side is greater, or the opposite, where the Democrats are greater. It is not as effective a tool, and I think that you're going to find that in the Republican areas, Republicans are going to do well and do better than expected, and in some of the Democrat areas, Democrats are going to do better than expected.
Again, joining us, Rico Aller, Carson Insulation. And by the way, explain what Carson Insulation does.
Well, you know, we're a full-service insulation contractor. We serve homeowners. I'm insulating several attics this week for some local folks that need to upgrade their attics. That's a very, very important part of our business, and it's something I really enjoy doing because we help people by doing that. And we also do new construction, new homes, and we work all over from Reno, Lemon, north of Reno, all the way down to Topaz Lake and out to Yerington at Smith Valley and Tahoe, north and south Lake Tahoe, principally south. And we have we're very, very busy and looking for people. So if you have any listeners that have a granddaughter, grandson that wants a job, or a son or daughter, or they themselves, give me a call because we could sure use the help.
Carson Insulation, where do they find you?
Well, you know, we're right there next door to United Rentals, and we've just purchased part of the exciting news that's coming up is that we purchased a new facility in Mound House, a new and bigger building at 16,000 square feet instead
Whoa!
Of 10. Because our business has just grown beyond our capacity to operate out of that facility, and that's very good news. It's kind of a pain in the neck, but it's very good news over the long haul, and we're excited about what's coming up in our future.
We will talk more as we get further into it and details become available. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate you. Have yourself a great weekend, will you please? And we'll talk again next Friday.
Thank you, Brother Kevin. Talk to you later.
That's my friend, my brother, Rico Aller. Carson Insulation. Stick around. Coming up, Kevin Child will join us. Trustee. Yeah. Trustee for CCSD. District D is in delightful. Nothing delightful about what the majority did last night. We'll talk about that more coming up. Live and local now. Local now, what is it that the Clark County School District just did, the fifth largest school district in the country, did last night? They passed a new transgender bathroom policy. Students may use the locker room or restroom that is consistent not with who they are, but who they think they are, their gender identity, or use the room that corresponds to their sex assigned at birth, or, and this is where it's open-ended, or come up with another individual plan. This is wholly unsatisfactory. What can be done at this late date? Let's find out from somebody who voted against said policy. Kevin Child, trustee from District D, is in Delightful, and he joins us. You've been a busy guy this morning. Thanks for carving out some time for us.
I love Kevin Wall. I love your show, and I love the music, too, huh? Happy Friday, everybody.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I love it. Let me ask you. It was another divided vote, a split vote, 4-3. You were on the no side. Did I explain the policy okay, that there really are three options?
Yeah, it did. It lays it out pretty clear, is that they get to, you know, but there's got to be details before that child goes into that bathroom or whatever it does. But again, I didn't believe in the policy. I believe in a guideline, because we do have to save all kids. Now, I had a little girl up there that said, what about my rights? And that's what I said to the paper this morning. What about her rights now that are being infringed on? No kid should have to go to school and worry about anything. We need to get along, Kevin, right? And we know that there's differences in every kid, every adult, but we need to keep the adult issue out. And I think it's been more of an adult issue, pushing the agenda instead of doing what's right for kids.
Well, because it is the parents that ultimately have to go to their, you know, 7-year-old child and explain this whole transgender thing to them. What are parents supposed to tell them?
Well, right now that my parents are upset in my district, and I represent my district, and I felt so bad about it that this board has to be divided like that instead of, you know, pushing an agenda. And I say that I don't have to always agree with my board members, and I always, you know, and that's my job. I'm not a rubber stamp, and I speak for the masses when I say, you know, about this policy, because it protects just one side of kid. What about the other kids now?
Not just one side. What is it? Less than 1%? Is it 1,000 students in a 350,000 student district? I mean, this is distinct minority.
But here's the deal. Those kids need to be safe, too. All kids should be safe, Kevin. That's why we have a bullying policy that protects all kids, no matter what color, what race, what gender. No bullying, zero bullying policy. But we know this. We don't live in a perfect world. But you know what? A policy to me, I'm still having a hard time, and we're going to look at it. I'm sure that there's going to be parents that are going to file a lawsuit. And guess what? It's been tested in the court. We'll see what happens this time. And again, we'll find out, you know, and maybe there'll be board members that'll change. And maybe we can bring it back to revise it. But the state's been kicking this down, you know, down the highway for many years. And this should have been the decision of our elected officials up in Carson City. You know, they give us all these other laws to make us, you know, fail. Why don't they do another failure law? Because, again, it just protects one class of kids. And this is the shameful thing, because now there's going to be animosity in the room because someone's kid gets what? Something better than somebody else's. And we should be about education, reading, writing, and arithmetic, not worrying about, you know, social injustices in schools.
Again, joining us, Kevin Child, trustee for the Board of Trustees for the Clark County School District. I want to ask you, only because I've had a couple of people bring it up on the show already today. We know that Carolyn Edwards is leaving. She is termed out. You're up, and who else is up? Is it just the Carolyn Edwards seat?
Carolyn Edwards, myself, and Linda Cavazos.
Okay.
Linda Cavazos and Carolyn Edwards, so, and mine. Hopefully your voters, your listeners are listening to me. I need to be voted back in because I'm not a rubber stamp, and I want to be able to continue great work on the Clark County School District, being transparent and doing the right thing for kids.
Okay, I've had a couple of people today ask me about the possibility of a recall of those who voted for this transgender policy.
I've heard recalls many times. They're going to have to get half a vote, and they're expensive. Somebody's going to have to put some money up, and it's going to probably cost them about $50,000 to recall somebody. You can. It's easy to do that, but you got to have the money behind you.
What does it take?
It takes money. You're going to probably, to recall somebody, it's going to take about $50,000. especially in a school board seat, because you got to get half of the people out there that voted for that person plus one to get them out.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's happened in the state of Nevada, hence the city council race. Remember Janet Moncrief?
Wow.
Yeah, it's happened, I think, one time. They tried the other legislators, but they failed. But successfully, it was a city councilwoman. Matter of fact, our buddy that you know, Mr. Michael McDonald, they recalled her. And they spent money. I think it was about $85,000 it took to get her out of that office. And it only took them 3 weeks, by the way.
Is that all it takes? Get the signatures and then what, have an election?
No, and then they go ahead and recall it, and then you have a special election.
So in other words, this can all get done real quickly.
You could do it. If somebody had the money, they could actually recall the people. Absolutely.
Would you advocate that?
I must say that the constituents in there, they have to do what they got to do. Because, again, I don't like this spit board. They've got to start working with people because, again, it's about the taxpayers' money, not their money. And you know we've gotten the problems on the board. There's some people I will not name, but you can name them if you choose to. But, again, there's litigation going on that board right now. Again, yours truly has never, ever been on an investigation. They might have thrown dirt my way, but they've never had an formal investigation on me. So, again, and remember, I'm the one that's asked for the money questions. I've asked for a lot of the stuff to be done at the Clark County School District.
In our final couple of minutes, a couple of other issues that came up last night, a lot of teachers were there. They were very unhappy. The idea of this one-time 3% raise doesn't seem to be going over too well with your teachers. What's going on there?
Well, we told the superintendent to go out and see if we can work something out with the teachers. Of course, I hope that your viewers know that they have a hard job. You know, I used to think they had an easy job, but being in the seat that I am and seeing some of these teachers and what they've gone through, they need to get paid. And I'm an advocate of making sure that we get, because we're losing teachers out of our society. I mean, there's a whole nationwide shortage of teachers. And it's sad because it's going to become it looks like they might become dinosaurs pretty soon, which is pretty sad. And I think, you know, you're looking at more charter schools out there because now here's the deal, going back to switch, about the transgender. The state does it. It goes into every school. Anybody that runs a school, I'm not sure about a private school, but every charter school has to abide by that policy.
Well, that brings up another issue that came up last night, and it's come up on the program here, of parents swearing up and down they will pull their kids out of the Clark County School District and enroll, they either homeschool them or in some way pull them out, put them into private schools. Do you worry about that? Because butts in the seats equates to money for the district.
That was brought up last night, and it was, you're very true, Kevin, because it hurts the school district. We lose, every time we lose a child, we lose that $8,715. That means, remember, we have the highest class size in the nation and the lowest per student funding. We only get $5,715 from the state of Nevada to educate your children.
So all these people voted despite that, despite knowing that there may be some sort of a flight from the district to private schools or to other school districts.
Absolutely. Instead of working out an equitable and amicable situation, they want to lose money. Then they didn't care about any other kid. They care about, again, like you say, I'm going to say all kids matter, but they're worried about 1% of the kids, where we have a bullying policy that cares about the 100% of the kids.
Wow. It's sad that it comes to this. I know you are busy. I thank you for your time.
I'm always happy to be on your show and advocate for kids and be transparent to your listeners. Let's get on next week. I'll answer questions. You know me. Okay. I love talking to your people because I know you've got a great audience and they're well-informed because of you and everybody. And before I go, Kevin, I always have to do this because I love my mom. I know she's listening out there in her Hummer. I love her to life, and I thank God for her every day, and I hope that other people feel that way about their parents and their kids. And, Kevin, I love you, man, because you do great work on the on your show.
Hey, Kev, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. Love your mom, too. And if your mom's listening, howdy. I hope you're having a good Friday. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a great weekend.
There you go. Kevin Child. No. I'll bet you there are people out there. And in our final 15 minutes, I want to hear from some parents. What do you think of the new transgender policy? Which is really three policies, one of which is open-ended. You know, if the first two don't work for you, well, then let's develop a third policy, an individual policy. This is the Clark County School District. These idiots on the Board of Trustees, and I'm not talking about Kevin Child, but these four that voted for the transgender policy, and then to say, well, we're going to get sued either way. Why not err on the side of the 99.999% of the kids in this district? It just makes no sense to me. We'll see what you think. Here's the number. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We've got to be thinking of recall. Of recalling these members that voted for the policy. Because these are people that simply have got to go. This is so incredibly bizarre. Linda Cavazos, Deanna Wright, Carolyn Edwards. She's termed out, but we could end her term early. And Lola Brooks all supported the policy. Is it time to recall one or all of those? Really, all you got to do to reverse the policy is change one or two of them. We'll get to your calls in a minute. Take a quick break. Then we'll get to your phone calls. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
Up and away, my love. Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, coming up on Monday, I'm really excited. Now, Eric Trump, the president's son, is going to join us, and we'll find out what it's really like inside the Trump White House. Just knowing families the way I do, I can't imagine any family going through this, knowing that some members of the family may face possible indictment from the Robert Mueller investigation. I mean, how does any family go through that? We'll find out Monday. We'll find out. And by the way, Eric Trump, good guy, has been in the chair next to me a number of times during the campaign. His wife Lara was with us, and he's just a good guy. And I told him in the green room, I said, you know, after interviewing him, I said, you know, in 10 years we're going to be doing this with you as a candidate, not as the son of a candidate. Let's go to your phone call, see what's on your mind. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you get a chance to tell us what it is you want to talk about. Let's begin with Pierre. Pierre, you're up. You're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What is it you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the school district.
Yeah.
And their restroom.
And?
Their restroom thingy.
Yes.
Well, I disagree with it, and I don't think my son's going to be attending any public schools, that's for sure.
You're promising to pull your son out of Clark County Public Schools?
He's not in school. He'll be starting in a year, but he won't be starting public school. It won't be in public school anymore.
Wow. What are the options then? Are you looking at homeschooling or what?
No, it'll probably be private school.
Okay.
Catholic church or something.
And you're aware that when you pull your kid, when your child doesn't go to a Clark County Public School, that's going to cost the district $8,000+. Does that bother you?
Well, that's their loss. Yes, that's their loss.
There you go. Pierre, thanks, man. No. Pierre, what Pierre is saying, I've been hearing from other parents. And you know what? The district is going to have, you know, you can call it homophobic flight, whatever you want to call it. And I know the left will brand it as such. But the fact is, the parents are going to vote with their feet. And if they can't recall, see, I'm for recalling. I'm for recall. Let's recall these four members, and let's do it now. And if we need to start raising money, then let's start raising money for it. We really only have to take out one or two, because then we can re-vote the issue. And there's no worries. But just to be on the safe side, let's recall two or three of the four. Just to show members of the school board, hey, you just can't ignore the majority of people. You cannot do it. Bob and Henderson, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Hopefully you're having an awesome day.
I am.
All right. I am basically beating the same drum here. I'm trying to encourage Republicans to get out and vote. For Republicans, for one, I think that would solve a lot of the problems in Nevada. It seems like we have principles, and we want to punish the Republican candidates because they're not a candidate. And that seems to be the same as being a no-Trumper. So if you're a no-Trumper, you're not voting for Trump. If you're a no-say-Heller, you're basically voting against Trump and doing the same thing that they're all mad about. And again, people don't realize how important it is to get out and vote for the Republican candidates other than just the presidential election. It hurts us.
Well, let me ask you, there are people who say they simply cannot hold their nose and vote for a given candidate. Do you understand where they're coming from? Do you understand their frustration?
I understand their frustration, but again, you are voting against President Trump. He needs, and like I said the other day, let's say Heller only goes 50% with Trump. That's 50% more than what the Democrats were. And again, the time to punish the Republican is during primary. If they don't like that candidate, they need to get out and vote in the primary and get their candidates in.
Good point. Good point. Bob, thank you, man. No, coming up next week, we're going to debate that. That whole issue, and you heard George Harris on from Liberty Watch magazine. And he makes a powerful case for saying, I don't care, we need antiseptic. We need chlorine in the water to clean this thing up. And there's no way, no way George Harris votes for Dean Heller. He just won't do it. Now, it's his conviction that we may not need Dean Heller's seat, that we may still hold the majority. We won't be turning the gavel of the U.S. Senate over to anybody. Chuck Schumer or somebody like that. That remains to be seen. But we're going to talk about holding your nose next week. Also, don't forget, I'm very excited, 11:30 on Monday, Eric Trump, son of President Trump, will join us on Live and Local Now. You think this program isn't monitored in the halls of Washington, D.C.? Yeah. That's why we're getting Eric Trump. Hope you have a great weekend. Till we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day and your weekend live and local now.
Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that. We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.